Okay. Just close your eyes and make yourself comfortable. But you can leave them open if you like. It surely doesn't matter either way, as I'm sure you will come to see. This is just about relaxing and having fun. You don't have to try to do anything at all. This is just something natural. Even if you don't believe so, I'm pretty sure you will come to see that relaxing is as simple as breathing in and out, or casually trotting around and following every word that my smooth voice speaks of. I bet you might be hooked already, your breath catching on every succinct syllable. If not, that's okay too. Just taking a breath now and holding it in. Bet you feel the tension from your day all over your body, be it exhausted mind, muscles, or both. This is a chance to relax, kinda like watching My Little Pony or chatting with friends, lazily napping on a Sunday afternoon. Even if you don't get Sundays off, I bet you could at least imagine what it would be like to do so. A soft, warm bed with lots of cozy blankets. Layer upon calming layer, just like my voice. Layers of blankets. Soothing, calming, cuddly pillows with just the right amount of fluffiness to meet your ideal, your dream pillow. You can exhale now, maybe feeling a bit of the tight tension relaxing as you do, and that image of the bed, the sheets, blankets and comforter, side table, water glass, alarm clock, maybe TV. But don't worry if you can or cannot visualize this. Remember now, we're just going along with my words, imagining your blissful, ideal state of total relaxation. I bet the entire scene becomes even more vivid. And inhale again, feeling the tension once more, but just a little bit, even the tiniest bit less. Quite a bit less, perhaps. The sun shining in a window. Maybe, or maybe not. Just meeting the ideas of the picture that's probably begging to form in your mind as we go along with this adventure. Have you ever tried counting sheep on nights that you couldn't get to sleep? I know I have, but I did it a little differently. I counted ponies. I was so restless, and yet so tired. I really, truly wanted to go to sleep, but I was just so anxious about that test. Now, I can't remember for what subject. It's been a while since I've been out of school, but what I do remember is that it was a final, and it was important, and I couldn't relax for the life of me. Facts and figures, names and dates just flowing through my head. I just remember lying in my bed, staring up at the ceiling with a blank, emotionless look on my face. Passing and failing, that's what this final about, thoughts kept on prodding my mind. But after a while, they stopped, just like yours will. I just lied in my soft, comfortable bed and started counting little ponies, thinking about each one and their pretty colors and lovely personalities. 1. Twilight Sparkle, the smart purple one. I inhaled and held my breath. You should too. 2. Rainbow Dash, the speedy, loyal blue one. Exhale. 3. Applejack, the reliable, honest, orange one. Inhale. 4. Pinkie Pie, the fun, pink one. Exhale. 5. Rarity, the generous, fashionable, white one. Inhale. 6. Fluttershy, the calm, kind, yellow one, exhaling softly. And when I got a Fluttershy, I felt nice and calm, so relaxed, just like she would be on a picnic with their critter friends. Not a care in the world. I'm sure you agree with me. This is my idea, completely relaxed like a rainbow dash on a cloud. I was totally, blissfully relaxed, just as you should be in your little mental image that we have formed together. What a relaxed and consuming image. I bet now that it's starting to creep into the real world, now affecting your body. Your breathing has slowed. You feel slightly heavier. Your muscles are probably relaxing, if they haven't already. Your mind slows. Your thoughts seem to wander along a pathway with no clue, no sense of direction as you float off. Thought to aim the thought till there's nothing left at all as you continue along the pathway. It twists and it turns, like your pathway home from work. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We are just going to be watching a little play. A play about you, and your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply, down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensation they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words of intelligence, introversion, organization, and order filling your mind. You feel curious and inquisitive, and a love for books and knowledge. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. Just slight changes at first, but then quite a bit more intensely until you reach your goal. A smart pony always reaches her goals. You can hear the scribbling of the examiner's pencils, the clock ticking. You can see clouds floating by in the near window. You feel so nervous. The rest of your life rides on this very test, but you feel as if you will not pass. You try and fail. It leaves you dejected. But then you are suddenly startled. You feel something welling up at you, igniting that untapped magic within you. The fierce heat of your own. The examiners are taken by absolute surprise as they are levitated by a violet cloud, while your eyes begin to glow a brilliant white, touching you in a very, very special way. You are in your element. Control is what you need. You are truly magical. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb. A nice, warm, tingling feeling. Starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading downward slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out. Your fingers beginning to meld into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers, as they continue to soothe together. Their tips becoming shinier and harder like fingernails. A sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, four. Then three. Then two. Until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your legs twist and bend, painlessly fusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony, so hard to stand on two legs anymore. You don't even want to bother trying, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms do undergo a similar, unstoppable action. You are doing magnificent, little pony. Very far, developing, changing, so you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of power, of sharpness and brilliance. You realize how magical you really are. Second to none. Overly ambitious, you tend to let small things get the best of you, especially since you pay great attention to detail. Sometimes, maybe a little too much. Even total strangers know of your works. You like to feel validated, to always be the best, even if it drives you to the brink of insanity. You take pride in getting the grade, the praise of your mentors. Nothing else matters, except the companionship of your friends, whom you find fascinating and learn so much from. It's like drugs to you. Your knowledge is vast. The love between you and your friends is all but unbreakable. You always want to learn something new. Disappointing your mentors leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart to truly be like and to be a pony. Smart and introverted, quick and calculating. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you, as simple as breathing in and out. Studious, skeptical, and organized. These might be strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness, so jovial, light, and fluffy. An understanding that somewhere in your mind, deep within it, you do indeed enjoy these changes, and this will become more and more apparent as time goes on. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Something as sure and real as gravity, you remember studying, and so many other subjects, especially those fond memories of Canterlot Castle and the Solar Library. Feel that the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, even if you felt embarrassed at first. Now you're sure of yourself. You got this, smart pony. Different from usual daily life, but welcome all the same, because who wouldn't want to be a cute, pastel pony? To have some magic and happiness in their day. I know I would, and that's a fact. Every pony deserves to feel good. Another quick twinge of energy shoots to the base of your spine, creating an up that extends out for a foot or two, taking on the partial shape of a parabolic curve. Once formed, soft, silken hair bursts forth from it like a flower in first bloom. You feel a slight shiver, a shiver down your entire spine, as a violet highlight extends from its base to the tip of your newly formed tail, making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. Although it takes a little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations, an expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. You can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your voice becomes a more sociable, friendly, and bright feminine voice. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely, flowing purple mane for you to wear with pride. Just a bit in front of your ears, on the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. As it starts to grow, you start to remember a story. That first time you ever saw Celestia raise the sun. You were left in awe by the summer sun celebration. It was then that you decided to devote your life to studying the magical arts. You poured yourself into learning everything you could about magic. It was only a matter of time before your parents enrolled you in Princess Celestia's school for gifted unicorns. All of your dreams were coming true. The fateful day of your entrance exam, the feelings of elation when the princess herself took you on as her personal protege. The horn growing steadily from your head, a beautiful, powerful unicorn horn extending to its tip, erupting in a small shower of sparks. My horn. The word fills you with a twinge of excitement as it continues to grow. That spiral extends upwards from the center of your forehead until it is eventually fully formed with a light spiral to its features. A spiraled unicorn horn, just as you've always visualized. Just as you've always wanted, as I'm sure you are aware. I wonder if you could feel a tingling from your new horn. Feel its power surge deep in your mind, coming to you so effortlessly, so surely. As the change comes to pass over your head, your horn awakens. Your ears are enveloped in a soft, purple glow. You are ecstatic. This is your next chance to learn a new spell. Body modification. You concentrate hard, wanting your attempt to be a success on the very first try. You visualize yourself checking an item off of one of your long checklists. You know from reading that optimistic thoughts and a positive outlook have a great impact on the effectiveness of magic. You now shift your focus to your ears, your eyes on the prize. The glow of your horn begins to brighten softly, slowly at first, before your ears begin to disappear in a blazing, bright purple fog. Your head begins to feel hot with the increased glow. With your intimate focus, you hardly notice any sounds that you used to hear. They briefly fade away, only for a short while. You now concentrate on the next step, in position. Thinking to yourself, you visualize exactly how you want your new ears to be formed. Soft, velvety, plush fur. They feel warm and cozy. You imagine and feel them shooting up from the top of your head. As you focus, in a dim flash of light, your new ears face into existence. A great success, worth riding to the princess for. You have mastered this spell. One more to add to the long, long list. These are your new ears. You now wiggle them about. Your curious nature aroused as you pick up those new, crisper, clearer sounds. They are covered in a soft, lush, violet fur. The that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so delightful, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this new set of ears, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outwards into your new muzzle. Your face extends out to so naturally form your lovely head, animated, friendly eyes. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently, growing larger so you can learn even more. Your iris changing color to a lovely lavender tint. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your fur. An intelligent pony head for a smart pony. A tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin as you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form and coat. A lovely violet unicorn. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it. Astute thoughts, quick and snappy, daydreaming, learning. Relaxing it, so natural as you know this to be true because you are the smart pony. So relaxed. You're feeling a bit skeptical, but enthusiastic. Curious of your new body, but enjoying it nonetheless. You have done so well so far. Your mentors would be proud of all the progress you have made and will make. You have done such a good job on your homework. A plus for sure. Alone you sit at your desk, everything perfectly in line. The ink in its well and the quill at its side, eagerly waiting to write notes for your new assignment. Probably it's going to get read by the princess herself. You are her personal student after all, but you already knew that. That fact is as plain as day, as the lustrous rising sun. Why else would she have given you these beautiful chambers and the castle? That lovely four-poster with its plush sheets with your cutie mark on it, and let you use the royal library. Classes at school are tough, but with access to these special resources, you learn with the utmost ease. Just thinking about your classwork as you trot down the long, winding hallways, maybe pondering your astute timekeeping and organizational abilities, your schedule. How else would you be able to keep up with all the advanced extra credit assignments you have taken on? What else do you have to do today? But none of that matters right now. I can think about that after my designated study time. It all takes a back seat when it comes time to learn. Here's to a good 5 hours of reading. Surely this will please the princess, and in doing so, give you that wonderful sense of fulfillment you enjoy so much. The royal guards are patrolling the halls. Maybe you might see your brother before you get lost in the stacks. Your stacks. A welcoming world of knowledge for you to play in. Just thinking of that image that has already formed in your lightning-fast mind. Faster than Rainbow Dash, I would say. But you like to remain modest. After all, who likes a boasting billy goat? Boasting billy goat? You trail off, giggling to yourself. Sometimes I feel like such a little filly. Truly lost in your introversion, your steps quicken, licking your muzzle as you think of what you will learn today, as you hear the sound of your hooves against that regal marble, idle royal noise, and regular cattle are business in the background. I'm sure any distractions remaining, if they haven't already, will fade away once we get to your destination. The Solar Library. The words jumping off of each page as you feel them soaking into you, becoming part of you, even more magical now. Yes, smarter and more intelligent, because with each passing second, you become better and better at what you love to do. That delicious rush you get. It's as easy as breathing in and out, as simple as getting lost in your own head. Now again, snapping back out of a loop of deep thought. You get those a lot. At your desk in the Solar Library, you look around to see your surroundings. You can trot around, now getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it, instead of just reading about it. That was good, but this is even better. You are here. So fascinating. Now getting the chance to run your soft hooves over the smooth, age-old bindings, silently thinking to yourself how old these books really are, and exactly how many of your heroes got to study here. Never as Celestia's personal student, though. That's a spot reserved just for you, and it fills you with the most pride and happiness you could ever wish for. Coverings of every shape and style, embroidered and embossed. Red, yellow, blue, orange, black, every color imaginable. Scrolls, maps, books, and everything else. The words and pictures jumping off of each page as you feel them soaking into you, becoming part of you. Even more magical now. Yes. Smarter and more intelligent, because with each passing second, you become better and better at what you love to do. It's as easy as breathing in and out, as simple as getting lost in your own head. You are doing such a good job. Again, snapping back out of a loop of deep thought at your desk in the Solar Library. You look around to see your surroundings. Everything in its place as you empty out your saddlebag onto the desk. Ink, quills, a carefully wrapped daisy sandwich with the crust cut off. Soon getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it. Now, instead of just reading about it, so fascinating. Now getting the chance to run your soft hooves over the smooth, age-old bindings, silently thinking to yourself how old these books really are, and exactly how many of your heroes got to study here. Never as Celestia's personal student, though. That's a spot reserved just for you, and it fills you with the most pride and happiness you could ever wish for. Coverings of every shape and style, embroidered and embossed. Red, yellow, blue, orange, black, every color imaginable. Scrolls, maps, books, and everything else. The tall, heavy oak doors with the intricate, artful engravings. The dark cherry bookcases, row upon endless row. Golden spiral staircases to the multiple floors of the library. The stained glass windows glowing in the morning light, so warm and fuzzy, like that feeling you get when praised for a job well done. Try not to run now. You have to be a good little filly. You have to pace this out. You don't want to tire yourself out before you get to see it all. Like you could see it all in one day, though. Fair chance. Even with all the magic in Equestria, you bet you couldn't even begin to put a dent in the apparently infinite amount of books. Good thing you got Spike to help you out. He's such a great helper, you think to yourself. You have the rest of your life to explore its secrets, but you just can't help yourself. It's just so much. So much. Now, just in awe, like Rainbow Dash would be when she watched the Wonder Balls. I bet you can imagine that. How is she? You think to yourself, before getting re-immersed in everything, deeper and deeper. It's like so big. How does it fit everything in it? It has to be some type of space-time magic, right? I should look it up. One topic leads to another, and another still. A swirling flurry of books, but gentle because you love them so much. Topic to topic to topic. A constant stream of learning. So many questions filling your mind. Who knew that Pegasi body language would be so fascinating? Or that Griffin's diets actually change with the passing seasons? Who? What? When? Where? Why? How? Books, knowledge, facts, figures, a hurricane of pages around you. And then Spike says, you get this crazed look in your eye. And then you wake up in a pile of books. Twilight, you fell asleep downstairs again. You got caught up in your studying and stayed up all night without realizing it. Again. Even as you go to speak, to respond, to talk, your voices are bright, smart, slightly soft, feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. A voice of some pony who feels right just being her smart little self. Now you can feel your new body. See your new body. Imagine and feel all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait and swishing tail, and pointed ears, the beautiful, powerful horn, and studious, friendly, organized feelings, the curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a smart pony. And whenever you say, I'm a smart pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the smart little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They are now part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't beat the smart little pony. When the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the smart little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a smart pony, it will feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen and learn seeming more and more inescapable. More attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this smart pony as the experience expands more and more with each visit. And now? Now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. Slowly but surely coming to consciousness in your lovely pony form. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger with each passing word, just as they have been this whole time. 1. Blackness at first, slowly waking up, feeling relaxed and fuzzy, too. More and more, as your astute mind starts to bubble to the surface. Three, consciousness returning. Those wonderful, smart thoughts. You slowly begin to become aware of your beautiful pony form. Hooves and horn, muzzle and tail, and your flowing mane too. And then your surroundings lazily begin to come back into focus. Four, almost there. Now you feel that numbness of your nap slowly wearing off. You give your tail a shake, fluffing it slightly as a spark or two shoots out of your horn while you stretch out. Five. Refreshed and awake. Truly magical. And I hope you'll enjoy, little pony.